Oh, man. I wish I had that in the recording.
But oh, it's not recorded?
No, no. You said it right before we recorded. The world will never know. The world will never know.
I'm definitely going to forget by the time this comes out.
Hello. Welcome to
Suck Off.
Welcome to Suck Off.
Ooh, I just got a text. Girl, do I have tea for you?
Whoa. Should we just stop recording?
Shit. Hang on. Let me check this out. No, I'm kidding.
It's Kendall's birthday party.
Kendall's B-Day party.
It starts with his cover of Honesty by, who is it? Billy Joel?
Yeah.
If you don't know already, there is a full recording of this cover on Spotify.
I did not know that already, actually.
The same way there's a full, like, in-studio recording of L to the OG. They did it for this season, too, for this cover.
Rock and roll. Did he go for it?
Yeah, he did. It sounds like good. It sounds way better. But there's, like, every now and then he just doesn't hit the note in the studio recording. So it's just like, and it's like.
That's a great Jeremy Strong.
We could go on for like an hour about that scene alone, but we'll just.
You could.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. They do say nut nut.
They say nut nut twice in this episode.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. I mean, it's his birthday. They got to go nut nut. Yeah. It's really funny.
But it doesn't necessarily. I mean, it does start with that. But then immediately in the. On the other side of the universe, they just immediately start with business, which is so funny.
Right, yeah.
But before we even get to business, guess what? Tom's not going to jail, baby.
He's not going to jail. Great news.
It's time to flip over some desks, scream and pound on your chest like
such
an orangutan.
I mean, we all had that in us, too. Like, when we heard that news, I wanted to flip over a table.
Oh, you catharsis.
Know?
Are you
it
kidding me?
It was great. Comes in. Kisses. Well, I'm getting too ahead of myself with the kiss.
I mean, you can say it.
He walks in. Well, first of all, he's like, they announce that, and then he's like, I'm going to go to the little boy's room. And the little boy's room is Greg's room.
It was perfect.
And he goes in. He gives the news, flips over the table, and then kisses Greg on the cheek. Or not cheek.
On the forehead.
Forehead.
Tenderly cups his cheeks in his hand.
Yeah. Very
gives
romantic.
Gives him a delicate kiss on the forehead.
It's like, it's a great scene because you're like, oh, he's out and he like has something that he
it's
can
use. It's his emotional
use.
Support, Greg.
Yeah. Greg's trying to like put the table back up too at the end. Yeah, it's great for Tom. No one's going to
and
jail.
And then people are passing by and he's like, it was positive news, I promise. And literally like the same thing happened to me at work, not the same thing.
Yeah.
But I was taking out all the tampon trashes and so I was in the single stall and they didn't like lock it. So then someone opened the door and then was like, oh God, I'm sorry. And I was like, I'm working, I promise. Because I had like all my pants on and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So damn. Relatable.
Relatable, yeah. Logan does say, I'll remember to Tom, which is kind of an eerie line, but
I live for it.
I live for it.
I'm entertained.
Also, Shiv says something in lines of like, let's just hope this doesn't happen again, or it doesn't happen again, which is like kind of eyeing at Carrie and Logan and like, there's not to say there's no abuse going on here.
Right. But then one of them mentioned, I think it's this episode, 50 years his junior is Carrie.
Oh, crazy.
My
crazy.
God.
I should note that this episode is directed by Lorraine Scafaria, who did the film Hustlers. I don't know if you saw that movie. It's the Jennifer Lopez stripper movie. It's amazing. She was also Bo Burnham's ex-wife, I think, or fiance.
I have no idea.
But anyways, this is, I think, her first episode, and it's one of the best directed episodes. She's supposed to direct a bunch of new episodes in the new season,
wow.
So big fan of her.
God bless her. I didn't know any of those facts.
Yeah, no, she's great. But yeah, anyway, Tom, yeah, the kiss on the forehead.
This episode is funny to me, because when they're talking about the business, like, after they're like, Tom's not going to jail.
Right.
They immediately launch into being like, yeah, we're buying Gojo. Or like, we're going to try to buy Gojo.
Right.
And I had to sit there and think, like, have they been talking about this all season? No.
No.
And just off screen.
It just like starts
which
this episode.
I kind of love, you know, I think in season two, they played around with like watching us, walking us through the logic of their business moves.
Right.
This one, they were just like, fuck it. It happened off screen. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
It's Gojo now.
Yeah.
It's Gojo time.
I was caught so off guard because I'm like watching it so closely this time around and I was like, oh, did I miss that? But no, they just kind of start Gojo.
Which, again, I live. Like,
I love
it. This is entertaining fucking television.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes sense, you know? Like, it's not like they're doing something that makes no sense. But
yeah.
It's just like, Roman clearly spent a lot of time putting this together. Like, he said he's, like, stayed up all night. He's been running numbers at Jerry.
Right.
Work. I live.
Shiv is, like, kind of jealous and, like, trying to like dumb it down a little bit.
And Logan doesn't want to acquire Gojo because of Carrie's sagely advice. Right. Fuck him. Which honestly, like, if you were an imposter at Waystar and you just kept saying fuck him, I feel like you could get pretty high.
Yeah, clearly. He also was like, we're going to go for Pierce again. Right. To which Frank is like, we are excited about it. And I'm like, such like an old guy response. Anyway, Kendall is like preparing for his birthday. They're like at the rooftop. He's smoking a joint or something.
Yeah.
He's like, it's my birthday. Fuck you. To like this.
I forgot.
It's so this cringy.
Is so crazy to me because like I know people the Roy's age.
Yeah.
My boyfriend is Kendall's age.
Oh my, wait.
I've definitely told you this before.
You told me it, but I didn't put together that that's Kendall Roy, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just crazy.
Damn.
Thinking about these, like, multi-billionaires and then thinking about, like, Kyle from work. You know, like, Kyle's 37, like.
Same people, same, everybody
gets I love me some Kyle.
40, yeah.
Kyle's my work wife.
So the problem with Gojo is that Mattson didn't show up to the meeting, right, at Waystar.
I didn't realize there was a meeting.
Well, I don't know if it was a meeting, but he, like, sent, like, some higher-ups to the office, right,
or something? I don't think this happened yet. I don't think the thing you're referring to has happened. Maybe it has happened. Maybe I just looked away. I was cooking mac and cheese when I was making this episode.
Oh, you know what? I think you're right, I think.
Right.
Because this is when Carrie said, fuck him.
Right.
But they were, like, supposed to do a thing with Mattson, but he didn't show. There's something.
That sounds familiar.
The point is, he's going to be at Kendall's birthday party.
Yes.
So they're like, we'll get to him that way.
And that's you're right. I was lying. I'm literally gaslighting you on the podcast. Like, no, that didn't happen.
Girl bossing, gaslighting.
Gatekeeping.
Gojoing. So that's the reason Shiv and Roman are going to go. Mm-hmm. They had no intentions of going earlier, but they're kind of just going for this. Which good for Connor, who I think shows up really, like, genuinely.
Yeah.
The only one that's there for him.
And then somehow the most emotionally devastating for Kendall because, like, Alan Ruck has a torn rotator cuff, so Connor's not taking the jacket off.
Such a great...
Have you watched the, like, behind-the-scenes featurette?
I keep forgetting to watch the
featurette. Yeah, Alan Ruck is just like, I don't know, I actually tore my rotator cuff.
Right.
We needed to have a jacket.
That's the vibe it gave off. I'm like, this is too random for that to be written in.
Right.
But they made something amazing out of
it.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess we could just skip right to the, right before the party, Logan hands Roman a letter and is like, you could just give it to him then.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who it's for yet.
Mysterious.
But a detail I noticed this time is like the building outside of the birthday party. It says the Notorious Ken Ready to Die.
I can't do this.
Yeah, it's bad.
I can't do this anymore.
It's already awful.
I didn't notice the first time that the vaginal tunnel has legs at the end of it.
Oh my God,
like,
it does?
It has big balloon like legs in like the birthing position.
Oh my God, man.
I just thought it was like more pink, but no.
It's legs.
It's legs.
You were at my finale party last year.
Right.
I recreated the vaginal tunnel.
It was genius.
Yeah, I went to Party City and just put up a bunch of pink tarps, and yeah, it was pretty crazy.
That's probably what the like set builders on Succession did too. They're like, Party City, take us away.
I was just like, if someone like drove by and like saw that in my window, they're probably like, oh, it's a Succession party. It's clearly the vagina.
I'm sure.
Yeah, they would get that reference.
Man, that was so fun.
It was a great time. So they arrive. Yeah, he wants everybody to, like, turn their phones in, no jackets.
Mm-hmm.
All of the rules, the siblings do not give a single shit. They just walk on through.
Right.
And, yeah, they're going through the vagina, to which Roman enters and like, goes in and out of.
His mother's vagina.
His mother's vagina. I mean, it's very strange.
I wish we had video of this podcast. Because they would know what intense eye contact I'm making with you at all times.
And how many times I drop my phone and tip some shit over.
You did tip something over just now. I don't know what.
Did
it was.
I really?
Yeah, something fell like behind you there.
I get really physical when I talk about this. I'm like,
this all live over episode the place. Is going to be so fucking funny.
It's going to be. Tom and Greg are flirting. Okay, this is a great Tom and Greg episode because Tom is a free man, mm-hmm. freshly. But at the same time, Greg decides he is lonely and wants to kind of pursue a partner.
Yes.
So he's like asking if he should go for Comfrey. there's so much to explain right now.
Go.
He's talking about it, and Tom is like, she's out of your league, man. Like, she's a goddess. You have no
chance.
You're
a haunted scarecrow.
Right. Which Greg is kind of, like, insecure about. Like, he takes offense. And I forget how we get here, but he was like, Shiv's out of your league.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly how it happens. Like, yeah. Tom's dunking on him. He's like, well, Shiv's out of your league. How'd you get her?
Right.
Oh, you want to know? You want to know? I got a dick like a red sequoia, and I fuck like a bullet train. So there. And then Greg goes, prove it.
Prove it. Which is, man, Twitter was insane that day.
Oh, because we also had the kiss on the head this same episode.
Right. It was this episode that people were like, anyone that was on the fence about there being something can just fuck off. Because that is him saying prove it answered everyone's questions.
Yeah.
It made it clear as day that there is something going on. And then, like, the obvious throughout the episode, Tom being, like, super jealous and also, like, just sad that he's free, but there's, like, no one really waiting for him out here.
Right, because Shiv doesn't give a single fuck.
No.
She's upset that, like, Roman and Logan seem to be canoodling, like, behind her back. She spends the whole episode just, like, pissed about it, doesn't give a shit that Tom's free. So when he tries, like, celebrating with her, like, I'm gonna get so drunk tonight, she's like, I mean, okay.
She's honestly probably, like, pissed that he is free.
Yeah, that's what Roman, like, said too. He's like, you seem upset that your man is free because you can't fuck as many guys as you want now. Devastating. Yeah,
it's devastating.
How do they all know about each other's sexual proclivities?
I know.
Like,
I know.
How are they as siblings either that close or, like, have that many tabs kept on each other?
Right,
like, I don't
right.
understand.
It's strange.
I didn't know my brother's girlfriend's last name for a deeply long time.
Exactly. So. So, yeah. Well, I mean, we'll talk a little bit more about Greg and Tom as we get deeper into this.
Ken greets the siblings, and he says, Shiv, you didn't write me a card. You always write me such kind words, referring to that horrible, horrible thing she posted about him in the Z-Way episode.
Yeah.
And then she says, come here before you get all weepy, and gives him a hug. And then it really hurt his feelings, because I think it was recalling that conversation they had in season 2, where he started crying, and he was like, it's not going to be me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that is a...
And they had a hug.
Oh, that's so...
It was, like, the same shot, at least to me. It was, like, kind of
friendly.
Yeah,
it was. She's so mean.
I know!
She's so mean. When she was like, I couldn't find a card that said happy birthday and get well soon on the same page. It's like, you were such a piece of shit.
And I think before, they can kind of, like, tete-a-tete, but saying, come here before you get all weepy on me.
Yeah.
It's like, man, that was kind of a private moment that I thought meant something between the two of us. And
clearly, she just is going to turn around and use it.
Yeah.
I love when they're like, who's here? And he's like, who isn't? And then they're like, your wife, your kids, friends and family.
No, it's your dad, your mom, your wife and kids. And, like, the way it pans over to Connor, like, you didn't even see him standing there.
Yeah.
Like,
so good.
To deliver the final blow, and he meant it, like, kind of earnestly.
Yeah.
Oh, your wife and kids aren't here.
That's amazing. So, yeah, it's kind of sad. He doesn't know at this point yet that why they're really here, though.
I have another line.
Please.
Roman says, did you consult her mom before using her squatch? And
oh
then
my God.
Ken's response is, what, from, like, a copyright perspective? This episode is so full of so many good lines.
Yeah.
It's just, character building after character building. It's like...
It's one of the best episodes.
Yeah.
He takes them into this, like, the magazines, the like, insulting headlines.
For those who maybe haven't watched the episode or are looking for a sincere recap, every room is different. Like, there's the, you're being birthed in the world of Kendall Roy.
It's like immersive
theater.
Yeah, yeah.
That Willow was not consulted for.
Right.
But there's, like, a room that's fire, like a room of, like, Kendall standing forebodingly, etc.
The room with fire, before I forget, I noticed this time that is a replica of Kendall's office at Waystar. And it's in flames.
That's
which is
funny.
So funny.
I never noticed that.
Me neither. And then this time I was like, wait, those are the computers, and that's it's his office on fire. the screens are on fire, the windows. It's so brilliant.
It's so 40-year-old esoteric man.
It's really funny.
I think if Kyle had the means, he would throw a birthday party like this.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. He'd spend all the money on his dog. I'm talking about some guy from work that none of you know for no reason.
He's not going to listen to this.
No, he doesn't. I mean, I love Kyle, so I'll talk about Kyle to the day. I think he'd throw a similar birthday party.
The magazines. I forget who is who. I mean, it's insulting, like, Connor's political stuff or...
Yeah, so Roman's is, man died in masturbatory accident, or jerk-off incident. Shiv's is, the new mayor has called for, like, a sweep of prostitutes in the city, so Siobhan Roy's been arrested. That's not like the full headline. It's written in a more clever way, but that's what it's saying. And then Connors is Connor Roy elected president of shitting his bag, which is apparently referring to an incident where Connor ate some bad fish on a camping trip that he took the boys on instead of Logan. And then he had to shit in a bag. It made me weirdly emotional.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Connor was like, first of all, he's like, from a PR perspective, like, this is a nightmare. What if somebody sees this and like tweets it? But then he was also like, I took you guys on that camping trip because dad fucking wouldn't. Which is just like, oh,
my God.
It hurts.
I want to see that episode. We need to see this camping trip.
We need to see a flashback.
We need to see one flashback with a bunch of kids. The Roman, the Roy kids.
Like, how much older is Connor than the other siblings?
Right. He's pretty old.
He is?
I mean, yeah. Just look at him.
I mean, he's maybe just a very handsome 46-year-old. Right, right. Like, salt and peppered.
I like Roman's response to this being like, well, now a bunch of people are picturing me jerking off, so who's the real winner here? I'm like, yeah.
Classic. You gotta lean in.
Let's see.
Next thing I wrote down, which I don't know if this is the next thing that happens,
right,
is that Ken does open the thing in his stupid fucking replica office, which now is even funnier.
It's even funnier that it happens there. Yeah.
He opens this thing from Roman, which is a, a share purchase agreement. To buy out Kendall at $156 a share. Yes, I paused it to look. And he's got like something like 12,000 shares something. Yeah. Whatever it is, he gets $2 billion. Actually, 12,000 times 156, I doubt that's $2
billion. I don't know.
I don't know how many shares he had.
I'm not the guy.
Either way, he would get $2 billion like to cash out and fuck off. Like, he has no control in the company anymore. Even if the company like grows, he would have no no piece of that puzzle. It's just like, you can have $2 billion and you can never see me again.
Right. Which he kind of laughs it off at first and is like, fuck you. Mm-hmm. And then he goes to Naomi about it and they like talk about it. And she's like, well, maybe you should.
Maybe you should. Maybe
because
you gave
look
me
at
the,
this.
Maybe you gave me the exact same advice in season two.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
You didn't realize that? Like,
I didn't even put that together. Oh.
Yeah, he said get out while you can. And now he's being presented literally the best opportunity to get out. And he's like considering it.
Right.
Go fuck yourself, Kendall. Yeah. Not go fuck yourself. It's just like, oh, this poor man. He's so brain broken.
Yeah.
Mind rotted, brainy wormy.
I just, in the same scene when they're still in the burned office, Greg walks by and he goes up to Comfrey and is like, hey, like kind of trying to hit on
Howdy,
her.
Ma'am.
And she's like, I'm going to have to push bad press against you on behalf of Kendall. Yeah. And he's like, I forget what he says.
Well, I remember the beginning. It was just like, oh, hey, darling. She says like, I'm not going to make it as mean as it can be. Like, it's not going to be terminal. It's just going to be like targeted. He's like, well, thank you kindly, ma'am. That's awful. You're a fair
she,
maiden.
She like walks out halfway through the sentence. It's just sad. So there's that. I should note that the Naomi and Kendall thing, that's like the first time I've seen Kendall kiss someone.
Yeah.
He probably has, but like,
I'm sure it is.
It was such a bad kiss that I like, it felt it physically.
Did they kiss on the mouth?
Yeah. It was like attacked her basically. It was disgusting. It was horrific.
What a way with words you have. That like was very sonically pleasing to me. He attacked her.
Attacked her. The treehouse. We should just talk about the treehouse.
The VIP treehouse.
Which is like the best VIP part house. Of this whole party, really, is the fact that he built this childhood treehouse. And is like, you have to have like a rainbow band to be let in.
And Shiv and Roman are like, Mattson's in there. We want to go talk to Mattson.
Yep.
And Kendall's like, you're not going to do like deals at my birthday party. And Shiv goes, well, you know, if we land this deal, your net worth goes up several hundred million dollars.
Yeah.
And then Kendall goes, you have to weigh that against the fact that you two are losers and losers aren't allowed in the treehouse. They're just babies, all of them.
Yeah. I like that it's immediately like they're feeling the consequences of taking that picture with Boyson? Boyer?
No, Mankin.
Mankin. Mankin, Jesus Christ, the names. Because, yeah, he's like, you guys support Nazis. You support Nazis. No Nazi lovers in the treehouse.
And I am a supporter of free liberal democracy and a feminist. I don't think he says feminist, but to me, in my canon, he says feminist.
Yeah. He's a feminist icon, Kendall Roy.
Fuck the patriarchy! I didn't put that together, even though like it happened an episode ago. I should have.
Yeah, clearly like everyone knows about it now.
I was working until 2 a.m. last night. Hey. And then I woke up at 6.
I was up until 2 a.m. last night.
You were?
Drinking and playing Rocket League.
You being the hungover one and me being the overworked one.
I know.
What a change.
That's the arc here.
How the tables have tabled. Character growth.
And then once that whole debacle is over, Shiv finds out through Roman. I think Kendall says it to Roman, and she finds out that there was this letter or this handoff between Roman and Logan of trying to get Kendall to cash out, and she feels just so left out. Mm-hmm. Insecure about her place in the company. Like, how is Roman making all these deals with Dad? Like, I would love to be on this one of the signatures and
in the room where it happens.
Yeah, and that kind of kicks off Shiv's whole drinking adventures.
Which I feel like in the next episode she's sick, and I don't know if it's like the next day.
I was like, is Shiv hungover? Like,
right, because yeah. She just, like, has decided to give up, which maybe she's just, like, checked out emotionally. But right. She also just, like, kind of sounded, like...
She seems a little out of it.
Ill.
Yeah.
So I don't know if, like, this and the next episode happen within days of each other.
Right. In the treehouse, yes. We're introduced to Mattson.
Lucas Mattson.
Played by Alexander Skarsgård, who I am very obsessed with this man.
You love him?
I think he's a very attractive... I've seen him pop up. He was in this. He was in that movie, The Northman, and he was just in this movie called Infinity Pool. That is very sexy.
I've seen none of these films.
He's a phenomenal actor, in my opinion.
Does he hang trunk in any of those movies?
Yes, he gets jerked off in Infinity Pool.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know if it's a real dick, but there is a dick. Anyway.
Can you imagine the liability of actually jerking off an actor on set? That's enough. Come on, film guy. Think with your head.
Euphoria, I mean, they've done it before.
I mean, they show real dong, but they don't use real dong.
Right, right. Have we talked about the dick rules in film? Have I told you about this?
No.
Because we saw Zola together, and there was a great... this is a tangent, but there was a great article.
With Nicholas Braun's in it from Succession.
He is in it. So, yeah.
I'm following.
There's a lot of dicks in Zola. There's a whole montage where there's, like, it's flashing all those, like, flaccid penises, you know?
Okay.
And I read an article that, like... Well, first of all, there were, like, crazy auditions. Like, millions of dick pics were sent to the casting person. And but, yeah, you can't have an erect penis on screen. And it has to be, like, flaccid. And if it's erect, it has to be a replica, like a fake penis.
Interesting.
So I think about that. I thought about that every time I watched Euphoria after that. I'm like, those are all fake penises. All these. Anyway.
Sam Levinson, you will pay for your crimes.
Right. And we'll talk a little bit more about penises in the next episode.
Ah, yeah.
But moving forward, Alexander Skarsgård is here. And he has the best line where he's like, what are you looking for? And he's like, privacy, pussy, pasta.
Yeah!
Boom. Amazing.
I think what I wrote down was pussy, privacy, pasta. I think that's the order he said it in.
Okay.
So pussy first, privacy first, second.
Yeah. And pasta last. Yeah. Amazing combination.
That's all he needed to say. He's a man of few words, and those three words, we know exactly who he is.
He's one of my favorite characters.
Elon Musk is canonically at this party.
So that's what's funny, is that a lot of people are like, Mattson is the fictional Elon Musk in this world.
No, because he's cool.
But he's cooler. Well, he's not that. The cringiness that comes in like later, right. You're like, this guy sucks. But yeah, I was like, he's Elon Musk. And then they're like, Elon's at the party. They're talking about Tesla. I'm like,
I mean, yeah, it's like Logan isn't Rupert Murdoch, but like he's also kind of Rupert Murdoch. He's like a conglomerate of a lot of things.
And Bernie Sanders is, I forget his name.
Gil.
He hasn't showed up in a while. Yeah. But yeah, they have their fictional guys. But anyway, Mattson's just like this like annoying tech guy. Yeah.
Very online,
but like kind of the new generation. And that's kind of why they're tracking him down. And I forget what exactly Kendall's trying to get out of him in this conversation. It's not that important.
Kendall's just kind of trying to nuke Roman Shiv.
Right.
So he's trying to be like, my siblings are trying to make a deal with you and like not leaving you alone. How awful at my party, like that you have to network.
Right.
And then he's like not reacting. And he's like, even the reaction on my face is commercially sensitive. So I can't.
No. It's just everything he says, I'm like, so hot.
Really?
I don't know. I think he's...
You think the character's hot or you think
the actor's
hot? Maybe
it's the Swedish. But I'm like, he's got a look about him that I'm into.
It doesn't do it for me.
Yeah. I've talked to many people about this, and they're like, really? Him? And I'm like, yeah, he's...
But then the second J. Smith camera walks on screen as Jerry, I'm like, my trousers are on fire. I'll say that much.
My trousers are off.
Yeah.
Kendall has to go talk to Rava, who has showed up at the party.
Oh, yeah. I didn't write that down.
She's very, like, unimpressed. She's not that unimpressed. She just doesn't have much to say about the thing. And he immediately gets really insecure about it.
Wait, because you're in the building of your ex-husband's mental breakdown. Right. The father of your children. And you're looking into his mind and ego. Right.
Roman, when he's, like, talking about the treehouse, he's like, we want to come into your mental breakdown, Ken. Something like that.
Rava reveals that... I'm fuzzy on the details, but some of Waystar's goons have been like tailing her and her kids at the park, trying to tell her that Kendall loses his temper whenever he's with the kids.
Right, right.
So I think what is revealed in the episode that like Roman and Logan, I guess, have commissioned that to happen.
Yeah.
Like they've commissioned PIs to then go and spread negativity right. to Rava.
Yeah.
The way she worded it, though, made it seem like it was the opposite, but that's, I think, what it is.
Right, right. Which is later confirmed in this episode.
Right.
But yeah, that's pretty shitty.
That fucking blows.
Yeah.
You can't get a minute of peace exactly. with these people. When they control the media, like... They have all of this money in the world. They have fuck you money. Like, right. You don't get a moment of rest. It's
no,
crazy.
No. And she tells him, she's like, the kids made you something. You have a gift here. It's in rabbit wrapping paper.
God damn
which
it.
Is a great callback.
Right.
But yeah, he just like makes fun of her birthday plans. He's like, a couple glasses of wine out by 11. And she's like, sounds like a great time.
Yeah. because she's like, I'm 40 as well.
Right.
And that
right.
sounds fun.
Yeah. So yeah, that's not going well for him.
The next thing I wrote down was Comfrey is trying to get Connor to remove the jacket because Kendall's insisted that Connor removes the jacket. So Comfrey approaches the two of them and Connor keeps rebuffing him. And then Willa goes, my partner is cold and he's running to be the next president of the United States. So show him some fucking respect. She walks away. And then Willa's like, she would not fuck off. I'm sorry. I just had to burp. Like, oftentimes, I'm like, how much is Willa just like pretending to like Connor?
Yeah.
How much of this is an act? How much of this is whatever? But then sometimes I see these moments where I'm like, I feel like she does have a genuine connection with Connor.
You have to spend enough time with a person, and then at some point you got to be like, all right, I care about them a little bit.
Yeah, because she didn't have to do any of that.
Right.
She could just stand there and dissociate like she does often.
Yeah, and Connor is like ear to ear cheesing, like so happy about this.
Oh my god,
because it's like the first time it seems like she does love him in some way. it's one of my favorite Willa moments, to be honest, was her just kind of lashing out
and the way he gazes at her, like,
yeah
but it is also very negative. Like, it's a very toxic trait to tell somebody to fuck off,
right?
Like,
right,
that's a bad thing.
The family's getting to her. Well, you shared that infographic on our Instagram yesterday about like how many times a character in the show says fuck off to someone. And Willa is like pretty up.
Yeah, Willa's not on the list, you know?
So good.
I love
it. Yeah, so that happens. Ken is worried it's the descent is starting to happen. He's worried it seems like an asshole's birthday party.
At the first meeting, it was supposed to not seem like an asshole's birthday party.
Right. He asks, Greg comes up to him and is like, I'm thinking about asking out Comfrey. Mm-hmm. And I love the way they block it because they have, like, Greg a few steps down. So it makes Kendall look taller than him, even though it's just, he's such a short man.
I can't talk about Jeremy Strong's height again.
I can't. I never acknowledged that post, by the way.
I
saw it and I fucking turned my phone. I threw the phone away. It's like, whatever, man. Dan was like, why are you doing this to him? It's already down. And yeah, Ken is... This is one of my least favorite Kendall moments.
That's
awful. Such a piece of... Because he's like, well, what if I asked her out, huh? And he's like, I could... she's in my league or something like that. And then calls Greg like a parasite.
You're the biggest fucking parasite in this family. Go suck on someone else.
Yeah. Which is so awful. I don't know why it hurts so much, because it's like he's like a little drunk, which also makes it annoying, because I'm like, you piece of shit, man.
When people get mean when they're drunk, that reveals like the worst of humanity.
Yes.
You know, like when I get drunk, I'm always like, I love people so much, and like I get really embarrassing, you know, like whatever. But
I dance.
You dance?
I dance. Anyway,
I don't ever get mean, and none of my friends get mean when they get drunk either, because it's like that reveals that you are a terrible person.
Right, because that brings out the truth in someone, and apparently that's who you are.
Yeah.
You're a mean-spirited person.
At your core.
Yeah. So that, I like that, because that just kind of like is the final like knife twist for Greg, because he's like, well, this guy sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And then he like, with Kendall's like big like video on the wall, he like starts poking the screen. It's a really good moment.
The next thing I wrote down was Roman weaponizes cancel culture to go talk to Mattson.
Yeah. He's like, I didn't give you permission to touch me. He's
touching
me.
Groped. at this party.
Yeah.
And then the guy is just like so, I guess, afraid of being canceled that he just like leaves, he lets Roman in.
So funny.
Which, like, I know plenty of people who've worked security where it's just like, I mean, no. Just yeah, like, that yeah. doesn't ever work. No. People have tried and they will fail.
But he got in.
He
got into the treehouse.
I mean, it's Succession.
He also had a rainbow band. I don't know where he got that. Oh, I didn't even see that. He flashed it on his way in. I'm like, oh, I guess he does have a rainbow band.
Yeah. But he probably took it from someone. Who knows? And then I wrote, Roman weaponizes homosexual undertones to close his deal with Mattson.
Right, right. He's like, they're bonding over their mother's vaginas, basically. Because he's like, that right. was my mom's pussy. And Mattson was like, you want to see my mom's pussy? And I was like, Jesus Christ, dog. What is going on?
I was sitting here like, wait, I shouldn't be watching this.
I know. But like that joke, that banter is like what gets Roman to like sit down and he goes off his phone. I'm like, male bonding. There's nothing like
And then Roman invites him to the bathroom to take a piss on like Waystar's. I don't even know what to
another
call it.
Bathroom deal.
Waystar's version of Netflix, I would suppose it is.
Yeah, that was still loading after the piss, which is because
when they enter the bathroom, Lucas is like still counting up the seconds right. of the load screen, which right. is like something he likes to do. Anyways, then he pisses on Roman's phone.
Yeah. But he Roman pitches the deal of them to I forget the
to word acquire used. Gojo.
Acquire Gojo, yeah. And to which it's not like a straight up yes, but it's like sure. Yeah.
It's at least I'll come to the table and I'll talk.
Right. And then he with his piss soaked like just touched his dick hand, slaps it into Roman's and they shake on it. Which is, like, kind of gay.
Do you get pee on your hands?
No. I don't know why I said piss-soaked, but yeah. it's, like...
And the vibe is very piss-soaked. Like, I thought the same thing.
You're right there, you know? Right.
Because, like, you should wash your hands.
So glad we don't film this podcast. I'm, like, with my hands, I'm, like, you're right.
Carson was gesturing to a massively thick...
Stop. Okay. The deal goes through is what the takeaway is.
He's
here.
At least going to come to the table.
He's going to come to the table. Kendall bails on his performance.
Yeah.
Thank God. Yeah, which his assistant is like, thank God.
This is what they took from us, though. They took Kendall Roy, like.
They took a really good moment.
Like getting lifted from, like, in a tuxedo on harnesses, getting crucified, right. singing Billy Joel's Honesty, and then the kids' Wu-Tang Clan comes out and does a number. This is what they took from us.
It's
That's what the
brutal.
Pandemic took from us. They would have done it if there wasn't COVID restrictions.
Did they just run out of money with the budget for the show? Like, was that originally supposed to happen? Okay. So that happens. There's nothing really to say about that other than it's just another... He's falling right. down
he's
a spiral.
Yeah.
Greg does ask Comfrey out.
Kind of weaponizes her, like, her female independence.
Right, right.
Which he then does acknowledge later. He's like, I think I maybe only... She said yes because...
Yeah.
What Greg says is, I was going to ask you out earlier, but Ken told me not to.
Right.
And then Comfrey, like, puts her phone down and is like, I have, like, 7,000 He-Man lunchboxes in my apartment yeah. because Kendall wanted them and then he didn't want them. I have to sell it on eBay and give the company the receipts. So you can ask me out.
And she's like, sure. Yeah. Let's do it. And then they look over the balcony to one of my favorite shots in the whole show.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh more than, like, anything else. Shiv dancing. And just, like, whatever that move is, it looks terrible.
Like, she saw a 90s music video yeah. once. Like, she's a marionette whose strings yeah. are tied and, like, there's two teenagers desperately trying to, like, put them back together. To Dizzy Rascals, Don't Gas Me.
Right.
Like aggressive British rap. Yeah, I love me yeah. some Dizzy Rascal. I'll say that much.
And Greg's like, she's getting the demons out.
Yeah, and then Roman refers to the dance of the sugar plum failure.
Yeah.
Which that is a way with words.
And she like takes offense to it when he's like making fun of her dancing. She's like, well, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm like, aw.
You thought you were cutting it up
shy.
Out there.
Yeah, yeah. It's just such a great moment. I'm like, of course Shiv is dancing.
Right.
Because... She really does not give a fuck about anything.
No,
anymore.
She's coked out of her mind.
Yeah.
Roman has, you know, executed this. I don't know if this is... No, I guess it was before. She's dancing. Then yeah. she approaches Roman. Finds out that Roman talked to Mattson.
Yeah. Yeah.
And was basically like, you don't need to talk to him anymore. Like, he's coming to the table.
Right.
There's nothing more for you here. Mm-hmm. So then Roman just alienates every single person at this party.
Yeah.
Like, from there on in. This is where I stopped writing notes, because I was like, this is hard to watch.
It's brutal.
All I could do is look with my eyes. I can't yeah. type with my hands.
Right. Before we get too far, I forgot there was a thing with Mattson.
Please.
And Roman met with him, where Mattson is like, when is your dad going to die?
Oh, yeah.
Which is like a valid question. It's like, that's a thing to take into consideration here.
Right.
And Roman like can't even answer the question. He's so uncomfortable about that topic, mm-hmm. which is just kind of builds his character as like someone who does deeply. It's not like, I would say really loves his dad, but also is very afraid of his dad. Mm. And I think just the idea of his dad, he's very reliant on him too. Yeah. It's just like, cannot really exist without him, and the idea of him dying really upsets him.
For everything you could say about these characters losing their humanity, being disconnected from reality, whatever you want to say, like, he's still a guy who doesn't want his dad to die.
Right, right.
And Madsen's like, oh, can we, like, is it going to be like 5 years? Because that's a long time. If it's in a year, that's a great timeline for me.
It's so funny.
Real.
Great character. I guess we could, yeah, talk about the gift search. When Kendall goes up to look for the gifts,
he can't find it. He has a little breakdown.
It starts out with Naomi gives him this watch.
Impossible to watch.
Yeah.
With my eyes, I mean.
Oh, yeah. I was like, impossible. Watch. I thought about when Tom gave Logan a watch all the way back in the pilot, and Logan was like, all
right. Right.
and I'm just like, that's. He's kind of become his dad in some ways, or there's ways that he's like his dad that he can't escape, and this is an example of that.
To be fair to Kendall, it's not even engraved, and he already has plenty of watches.
He does.
She didn't need to spend more money on him. It's just like, it just is such a dude gift. You know how, like, at Christmas, every dude gift is, like, leather, whiskey, and, like, a gun?
Right, right.
You can't find anything else for men. It's like,
right.
And a watch.
Well, it's like, it's the same reasons Tom got Logan a watch. It's like, he doesn't really know Logan. It's just like, a gift. It's a watch. Like, a watch is nice and it shows your wealth. And it's like, when Kendall's at this point, to get a watch from what seems like the closest person at the party feels like, oh, she doesn't even really know who I am. Yep. Doesn't know what I actually want. And so I can understand the hurt, but him saying to her face, like, I just trying to get into your mind.
Yeah, continuing to try to dig into it.
Yeah. Just, bro, shut up.
I have to look away. I can't. Why was I invited into this room with you guys?
Yeah, I didn't want to see this.
Yeah, I want to go home. Yeah. Where's the door?
And then he, like, just, like, tears apart the room looking for this gift from his kids that he can't find.
Right.
Which, that's interesting. I'm like, I wonder what did happen. Like, what happened to that gift?
I mean, honestly might have thought it was trash and threw it out.
I know. That sucks. Jesus. But yeah, he can't find it, and he kind of has a meltdown where he's like, I just want to go home.
Been there.
Yeah. I know, that was a very real line. I'm like, yeah, when you're like that at a big party,
you're just fucked up.
And you just want to go home, man.
Yeah, and also, like, you're the center of attention by design. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
You're just like, I want to go home.
That
was all roads lead back to my 21st birthday party, except the party was at my house and I wanted everyone to go so bad. I was so, so drunk. And I was like, looking exactly like Kendall over the birthday presents, but over the toilet, just like,
just want to go home.
And I was black. I don't remember saying any of this, but I was like, why does everything bad happen to me?
Oh no.
Like, just throwing up, even though my life was going great, but
right.
I hate throwing up.
Yeah.
So I was like, everything bad is happening to me. I want to leave.
Dude, when you're throwing up, it's like, that's the end of the world. Like,
and there's nowhere to leave because it's in my house.
Right. Oh God, man.
It was a great night.
It's a great night. Yeah.
And it was kind of similar to Kendall's birthday party, because, like, people blew up, like, these BoJack Horseman posters and put them all around. Everyone had matching shirts.
Aww.
Like, it was very sweet. My best friend and my girlfriend at the time, like, put it together, and all my friends were there.
Sounds like a great time.
It was very nice, but then I had a very Kendall Roy moment at the end. I was like, go home. I want to go home. So drunk. Everyone's been handing me shots all night. I can't do it.
It's a great way to bring in the new age.
And then I pissed on the floor.
There we go. Full circle.
Full circle, baby.
Before we get into the final, like, kicking Kendall on the ground, literally, they go through the compliment tunnel, Greg and Tom.
You're so full of grace.
Which is such a, why is this at the party? Like, who? Why did he set this up?
This isn't the exact kind of gig I would take if I was an actor.
I can see you doing this so clearly. You're amazing.
People like you.
Tom being like, oh, fuck you. Or what is it? He said something like, you're so gracious or something.
You're so full of grace.
Yeah, you're so full of grace.
What's that mean?
And Tom's like, what does that mean? Are you mocking me? And Tom's like, or no, Greg's like, he's just coked up. He's had cocaine. And Tom's like, Like, are you kidding me, Greg?
Don't say that. I could be running for higher office or like a CEO of Formula, Fortune 500.
Yeah.
Formula 500?
I almost said Formula 500.
Rock and roll.
I've been playing soccer too much. Yeah. Yeah, he has this line that's like, it's supposed to be me that's happy and it's you. Which is like, yeah, Tom is free. He should have like love and like connect and should be like warmed by like all the people that are in his life and that he can stick around with. And there's nobody here for him. It's like just as bad as if he were in prison.
Right.
And Greg is like, Greg's got this new boo who said yes to him. And
he's frolicking through the compliment tunnel.
Right, right. It's just sad.
I love the beginning of the scene where they're standing there and Tom goes, shall we go through the compliment tunnel? And it's like,
it's just like, well, now we're gonna go through there.
Yeah, it's like they were just like hanging out and it's just like they're Sims, you know, like put together in a room. I don't know, it's so about it. It's just so funny and it's charming
awkward. But in the end, Roman is drunk because he made a big deal. It's not like, looking back at it, it wasn't even like a for sure locked in deal, but it came across like a big win.
Yeah.
Like he came to the party and did what he had to do.
Yeah.
Handed off the letter to Kendall. And so he's like taunting Shiv about her gender and is like, well, leave it to the men. We'll take care of things from now on. And she feels making fun of her dancing. It's just being very mean. And then Kendall shows up.
Yeah.
And he's not even trying to interact with them, really. I forget if he even says anything.
He does. He says, like, you guys aren't supposed to be here, which is kind of what instigates the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. To which Roman says, how does he start it?
Well, Roman's like, what, are you going to fucking call the cops? Like, yeah, we're up in here. And
yeah.
Kendall's like, you know, you're harshing my vibe. And
Kendall confronts them about the people looking at, or guys spying on them.
Yeah.
And then Shiv is like, wait, that's actually happening? And Roman's like, yeah, I thought you knew. Which only eggs on the fact that Shiv doesn't know what's going on. And
it's just like a bunch of fucking character moments all back and forth. And it goes so fucking quickly.
Yeah. And then Kendall hits him with the you're not a real person line.
And Roman doesn't give a fuck.
I can't tell if he doesn't give a fuck.
Well, Roman, up until then, he's like literally saying lines that Logan has said. He goes, you lost. Like he said it exactly like that, like right. Logan would say.
Right.
Which is just difficult to watch. So then when Kendall leans in, I can't remember like the order of these two events, but Kendall leans in and Roman's like, what? Hit me. Which is awful because guess who's the only one who defended Roman after getting hit?
Oh,
fucking
my
Kendall.
God, you're right.
Logan asked Kendall in the first, I think in the pilot, he's like, come on, hit me. You know you want to.
Yeah.
So it's just another Logan thing that Roman's like, come on, hit me.
Yeah.
Saying it to Kendall of all people. Ouch, ouch, ouch. And then Kendall tries being like, you're not a real person. Like, you're not real.
Yeah.
I feel like that insult really, like, reveals more about Kendall's character than it does about Roman's. Because Roman doesn't really...
Well, it's like the thing we've been talking about. The way they use that real person line, no real person involved, and, like, how it's kind of redefined itself over the seasons. Yeah. It's like, I feel like Kendall saying that, that's like a massive insult from Kendall's perspective. But Roman is in the thick of being Logan's, like, messenger boy who just does things for him that like he can't even really see what that means yet. But Kendall's kind of right. It's like Roman serves nothing other than to do shit for Logan, like he's not really a real person. And so it's just, it's a brutal line, and it shows like how, I don't know, how self-aware Kendall is, and like he knows the weight that comes with something like that. And that he's willing to hurt Roman. I don't know. It's uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah. Then he walks away and Roman pushes him down.
Right. And I do think Roman kind of cares about it because he's like kind of like talking to himself and he's like, you're not a real person. Fuck you. And then he like pushes him down. Like I think it kind of gets to him.
Yeah.
And then they kind of just take him out and he yells at Connor to take off his jacket.
Which isn't funny. It's not even played for laughs.
No.
It's just, it's deeply funny.
Ah, man, it's just so, because I feel like it's been, like, leading up to, like, Roman's been waiting to, like,
I spilled water on myself, sorry.
I feel like he's been, like, leading up to doing something like this to Kendall, like, getting into him physically.
Yeah.
That's not the way to say it.
I wasn't going to say anything. You did.
But, so it just feels, I don't know. This is rough to watch.
Yeah.
And then the end is Roman's walking home. He doesn't need a ride. He's like, Dad, you don't need the other kids. I'm the guy now. Tom wants to keep going out to kind of like enjoy life. And Shiv is like, no. And then Kendall is like laying in Naomi's lap in this rescue blanket.
So drunk.
Like, so high. Childish. Like, yeah. Feels like a boy.
Because literally, she's like, I think it's time to, like, go to bed. And he's like, oh, it's time my birthday's over.
Yeah. You know? It is. It's, like, literally a child's blanket. Yeah. Like, he's just, yeah, back to the beginning, basically. On the same rooftop, he was yelling, fuck you, it's my birthday on, like, a few minutes earlier.
What a way to turn 40.
What a way to in the new year. yeah, that's the episode. We talked for a long time in this, but it's a great episode.
How long did we talk?
It's like 45 minutes now.
Shit. All right.
We should probably wrap it up.
But all right.
Winner.
No one. Roman. Roman.
I think Roman. Yeah, yeah. Probably Roman. I mean,
this one he actually made a move and he actually won.
Or Connor. Connor got.
He does have 4 million people. He's pulling at 1%, which is a lot.
Loser Kendall.
Kendall.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt.
That one's
gonna be. Pretty straightforward with the winners and losers. But thanks for listening. And as always,
suck off.
Suck off.